Book of the Lamentations of Jeremiah, following his own prophecy, Lamentations. Jeremiah, Lamentations. There's a very interesting verse in the first chapter of Lamentations. It's verse 12. Is it nothing to you, all ye that pass by? Behold and see if there be any sorrow like unto my sorrow, which is done unto me. For with the Lord hath afflicted me in the day of his fierce anger. I was looking at that verse this morning in my private devotions, and I was amazed that here we have three things that we should underline. First of all, we have the call of consideration. Is it nothing to you, all ye that pass by? Or the call, rather, of concentration. Because these people are passing by, and the prophet stops them, and he says, is it nothing to you, all ye that pass by? And so today we stop, and we have a voice calling us to concentration. It's saying, is it nothing to you, all ye that pass by? And then the second one is a call to consideration. Behold and see if there is any sorrow like my sorrow. Stop. Consider. See if there is any sorrow like unto my sorrow. And then we come to the call of consternation, which is done unto me. This sorrow was the sorrow that God did to Christ. And there you have his consternation. Is there anybody else in the world has had sorrow like this? Never. It says he was marred more than any man. Marred more than any man. No one suffered like Jesus suffered on the cross. And then you will notice, fourthly, there is the call of condemnation. It says, the Lord afflicted me. Christ was condemned. He was afflicted. And who did it? The righteous Lord did it. He did it. Think of it. No one had pain like this before. No one had sorrow like this before. No one had agony like this before. Nobody had consternation like this before. And who did it? The Lord did it. The Lord afflicted me. And would you please notice what it says in the day. If you read the story of the cross in the four Gospels, you will find that the hours of the day are all picked out in the sufferings of Christ. That day was oh so long for the Lord Jesus. How long was that day? When in the morning time he was hung up on the cross, and all day he bled and he suffered for you and for me.
Amen.
And then last of all, We have confirmation in this text. Confirmation of the fierceness of God's anger. And it says it was a fierce anger. And there's nothing can be added to that. This was the summit of God's anger. This was the fierceness of God's anger which Christ bore on the cross. It is confirmed that he paid it all. All to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain. He washed it white as snow. May the Lord help us to concentrate as we hear those words, "Is it nothing to you, all ye that pass by?" May the Lord help us to consider, to see if there is any sorrow like unto my sorrow. May the Lord give us a view of his consternation, which is done unto me. May God give us a view of the condemnation that Christ bore. He was afflicted in that day of God's fierce anger. And may God show us the confirmation of it all. There's no anger left. God's anger is no more. He has put my sins away. And nothing can harm the Father's child. May God bless us as we take the bread and drink the cup and remember the one who remembered us. Let's bow our heads.